Hi, this is Jim Hebert from Continuous Wave, and this is Whaler Radio. And let me introduce John Fluke, a fellow Boston Whaler owner who's kindly offered to be the host of the first impromptu ad hoc North Channel Classic Whaler Rendezvous 2000. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jim.
Hey, how did this rendezvous idea get started? It seems to have grown into a real event, and it's got a life of its own.
Well, Larry Goltz and I have corresponded a little while, and he and I sort of accidentally met up this spring in Key West, and it was just kind of shooting the breeze. He had mentioned that he'd been up on the North Channel, and of course, we've had a place up there since before I was born. And the notion of seeing a bunch of whalers banging around North Channel and having a place that maybe we could bring them in out of the storm kind of appealed to me. So we started batting the idea around and talking to you briefly. We thought we'd open up a thread and look what's happened.
Now, where are we going to have this rendezvous? Where is the Neptune Island there in the North Channel?
If you find a map that shows the North Channel fairly clearly, we're pretty close to the eastern end, northeastern end, in an area called the Bay of Islands. From Little Current, we are really directly north, about 4 miles, but you can't go directly north because Laclash Island is in the way. So from Little Current, we have to go a little bit west, then north through the Wabanaw Channel, and then back east again a couple miles, and so in total we're 7 or 8 miles by water from Little Current.
When you get to Little Current, you're going to have to go to Neptune Island by water. How big of a boat are you going to need to get up there? Can you go there in a 13, do you think?
Well, under ideal conditions, I mean, flat water, you can go forever with almost any boat, and surely a whaler better than most, but the fact of the matter is that there aren't that many flat days up there. We have more often than not a wind of some sort, particularly once you get exposed off the north end of the Wabanaw Channel, you become exposed to the full North Channel. If there's a westerly wind, we see 6 and 7 foot waves a lot, and occasionally they'll be larger. Probably an average day might be a wave of 1 foot to 3 feet. So you never know. To plan to be able to go out to the island from Little Current or back at any given time in a 13-foot boat is probably to be a little optimistic. It can happen, but more often than not, it might be a little uncomfortable.
So if you move up to, say, a 17 or an 18, you'd be more likely to make it.
Yeah, we've got a Montauk that we've had at camp for years. You know, we move in and out and back and forth with that a lot. When it gets a little rough, the Montauk is still seaworthy, but it gets uncomfortable. And we'll go to our larger camp boat to get back and forth.
Yeah, now once you get up in the Bay of Islands and you get behind Neptune, you're pretty sheltered there. You can run around all day in your 13 and have a blast.
Oh, absolutely.
Down in Bell Cove and over to Sturgeon Cove and all in there. There's a lot of water that you can explore with a smaller boat.
Absolutely, and as Larry Goltz indicated, I think, earlier in the forum, that the notion of either following larger boats out or pulling a 13, let's say, or a 15 with a larger boat to get out to Neptune is certainly doable. But once you're out there, Neptune Island is nestled right up to the shore of Great Clash Island in kind of a sort of a, if Neptune weren't there, there was sort of a bay. So if you can imagine, we really are sheltered in such a way where our cabins are that hardly any direction of wind gives us any trouble.
Now, once we get up to Neptune Island, what are we going to find there? Is it kind of like Club Med? And, you know, you ought to maybe give us an idea of what facilities are there. For example, should a visiting whaler, should they expect to be able to get those four staples of boating, gas, ice, bait, and beer? Do you have that up there?
No. What we have there, Jim, is a family camp. It started out initially as a hunting and fishing camp back in the early part of the century. And my grandfather and his brother and a couple of cronies who had started fishing up in the direction of Little Current and whatnot got to know a fella who owned the camp on the island, and he was hard for cash. And in 1937, these guys bought the whole camp for about what you'd pay for a new 25 horsepower motor these days. And the result is, at that time, we had a couple of sleeping cabins. They had an architecture that's a little bit different from what a lot of people expect. Rather than a large lodge, there's sleeping cabins are separate, and the cooking cabin was separate. So those are three separate buildings. We got a boathouse, and over the years we've made some improvements and built a new boathouse, and now we build a new cookhouse. So it's fairly rustic. It is made for family vacations. There's a gang of us that share the place pretty much from Memorial Day to Labor Day every year in the family. So we've got a large cook cabin with a very large screen porch, a bathhouse with a sink and stool and shower, two sleeping cabins, boathouse, generator shack, and a small storage building. And we have electric power supplied by small diesel generator, propane tanks that we take into little current back and forth for our stove and refrigerators. But once you're out on Neptune, like any other island, if you don't have it with you, you're not going to get it. So it's a matter of gassing up in Little Current or maybe Whitefish Falls, supplies like food or ice or pop or beer, that sort of thing, all have to kind of come out with you, and then stuff go back with you that's left over when you go.